Childhood's End, on the subject of post-trail depression. Like growing up, the great adventures are a one-way road, and there is no return. There's no going back to the way things were, and that is true for whether you walk the trails or not. Life is constantly changing. Things come and go. Days add and subtract. Walking the trail in an era where you can just take a plane or drive a car is about making time in your mind and seeing the world outside in. The walking is a subtle analogy to growing up. Not merely aging, which is an automatic process, but growing up, which requires deliberate steps forward. Mr. Thoreau reminds us that we must learn what life is, and not come our final days realize that we haven't lived at all. To be clear, where you had to put honest steps forward on the trail, now, in real life, you have to honestly take to authentic books and inherit whatever wisdom is in there so that you catch up to where the great beings left off and gain the ability to resume their work. There is no going back to what you may call the rat race. You now have to learn to rise with an aim to put an end to it. You now know what the human being is, and that the future generations deserve better than a rat. If you do quietly return to your ordinary existence, there will be no one to stand up for the world. There will be no one to fix schools, or climate, or pollution. No one to protect humanity from more broken ideas, like mutually assured destruction, or even the next world war. In your old age, you may just end up being cursed with watching teenagers being drafted into a war that could have been prevented with effective education or even with what you yourself took away from the trail. There is an upward angled slope to your path in life now. You set it by getting up in the morning and continuing to walk. And that slope must never be lowered. You are now forbidden from leading an ordinary existence. You must continue to live above the common levels of life. That means that the next step is books at the library, narrated books, so that you can hear and think in between the lines. Reaching the end in great celebration, Terminus, Triple Crown, or otherwise, was a revelation about growing all the way up. You have now been charged with rising to become a great being, a great creative thinker, and a polymath, and a lover of wisdom, and a composer, and a great writer, and which is more, a trail guide. Your duty is now repairing the schools that betrayed you by forcing you to memorize without comprehension. Take to learning from the narrated works of the philosophers and rise to stand on the same shoulders of giants where they left off, and simply resume their work, leaving behind a legacy of positive contributions that in the future, those who are inspired by your footsteps will use as their starting point. You can walk the trails up and down, but you cannot change the fact that it is a one-way road. You have made a step towards greatness, towards growing all the way up. Now it is time for thousands of great books written by clear-thinking beings and held in high regard by all the world's authentic intellectuals. Do not go back to your ordinary life. Instead, bring the others to the trails so that they may see what you saw.